Is there a verse for age of accountability? Is this a made-up statement or phrase? Perhaps it might be necessary to explain what's behind that.
What's behind that is pan-evangelical theological reasoning, which, because it's pan-evangelical, means almost everyone's heard it. Almost everyone knows what we're talking about. There is a certain biblical notion behind the fact that there's greater and lesser responsibility with age. You see this in the curse against the generation in the wilderness. They say, but your little ones, they will enter the kingdom. They will enter the land of Canaan. And by the way, it's a very interesting way it said there in the opening of Deuteronomy. It says, your little ones, who you say, know not the difference between good and evil. As parents, we recognize some different kinds of accountability. Psychiatrists would come in and say, look, in early adolescence, one of the achievements is the ability of complex analytical reasoning, which means a four-year-old thinks, but a 14-year-old thinks about thinking. And that is a big difference. For those of you who are over 14, you think about thinking. There are very few four-year-old existentialists because it just doesn't work. A popsicle solves everything. But the Bible's very clear that there is no innocence ever. The same psalmist whom I read this morning from Psalm 139 says, in sin did my mother conceive me. So there's no age of accountability, like there is no accountability before this age. In the same way that, again, you parent, you can't believe that you ever have anything other than a sinner. This is the doctrine of total depravity. If you don't believe that, you will misparent from the womb. But you don't deal with a four-year-old like you deal with a 14-year-old. And there are issues even of maturity in Christ. The age of accountability is a fundamentally kind of neo-Arminian, revivalistic, pan-evangelical notion that wants to say to people, there is a moment. I just figured out I was 13 because it had something to do with the bar mitzvah and Jesus and the temple. And the closer I got to 13, the more worried I became. It's a ridiculous notion, but it's based upon our experience of greater and lesser responsibility. But it is just simply, it drives us back to Scripture where there is no innocence. The age of accountability was the moment that Adam and Eve took of the forbidden fruit. And once Adam's sin is imputed to us, then we're accountable. From the very beginning, there has to be some other answer. It also was a Protestant revivalistic answer, pragmatically, and I can say this as a Baptist, capital B, to infant baptism and the confirmation that came as a natural process in many traditional Lutheran and Reformed denominations, and it was emphatically a response to Roman Catholic notions of baptism and the sacrament of baptism. So we kind of have the sacrament of the age of accountability. It isn't in the Bible. The age of accountability, you might say, is conception. But we do recognize that we speak to a 14-year-old differently than a 4-year-old, but in both cases, we are talking to a sinner who desperately needs salvation found only through faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ.